From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program coming to you from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries. These days, we are conducting a series from Isaiah chapter 40 entitled, Behold Your God. And what it is a bit of a study of some great golden nuggets concerning the greatness of God. When we study the Old Testament, we find that the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel, both of them were destroyed simply because of the fact that they got their eyes off of God. They focused on other things. They brought false gods and idols into their lives and into their worship. And they turned their back upon God. And consequently, they were led away into captivity. The land of Israel, the northern kingdom, was led into the Assyrian captivity. The land of Judah, the southern kingdom, was led into the Babylonian captivity. Why? Because they took their eyes off of God, and they did not behold their God, and they did not consistently look upon the greatness of God. And I feel that so many times today in the United States of America, as well as in the other nations of the world, that so often as Christians, as believers, we take our eyes off of God, and we don't focus on His greatness. Well, when we work our way down through Isaiah chapter 40, we see at least 15 golden nuggets of the greatness of God. So far, we have noticed that He is the God who comforts, verses 1 and 2. Secondly, we observe that He is the God who sends deliverance, verses 3 and 4. Then yesterday, we noted that God is the God who is glorious in verse 5. And by the way, the fact that God is the God who sends deliverance and the fact that He's the God who is glorious in this particular text of Isaiah chapter 40 is all centered around the first coming of the Messiah into the world. I talked about that the last 2 days. Today we go on and we look at verses 6 through 8, and what we see here is that God is the God whose Word is eternal, and we can see the description of the eternal Word of God as God, through Isaiah, compares God's eternal word to the frailty of mankind. Notice, if you would please, verses 6 through 8. It says, "The voice said, Cry. And He said, What shall I cry? Here's the answer. All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth. But the word of our God shall stand forever." What a phrase. The word of our God shall stand forever. Yes, we see that God is the God whose word is eternal, particularly in compared to the frailty of mankind. You know, no matter what mankind does, it's going to pass away. We can build a big building, and it may last several hundred years, but eventually it's going to be destroyed. It's going to fall down. It'll be demolished. Take a look at our lives. You know, if we live to be 70 or 80 years of age, well, then we say, wow, that is an old person. Some people live on up to be 90. My great-granddad died just shy of being 100 years of age. I've often said that we dolls have long lives. And in fact, different times I've described it by saying that we are long livers. We don't have a long liver, but we live long. But if a person did live to be 100 years of age, that's only a speck in the face of all of eternity, is it not? We are born, we live, and we die. We are born, we accomplish things, and then before you know it, we die and they put us in the grave, and many of the things that we've done have been forgotten. That's why it's important to know the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when we do die, we go into the presence of Almighty God and enjoy Him for all of eternity. But mankind is frail, just like the grass and the flower of the field is frail. You know it as well as I do. You can look at the grass, and one day it's nice and green. The next day, perhaps, because of the fact that the sun came out too hot, or maybe somebody spilled something on it, whatever the case may be, that grass is brown. A flower can be in a beautiful picture of a blossom and a bloom today, but tomorrow it will fade away. Because, you see, that's something that is all a part of this earth. That's something that's all a part of this life. But the word of the Lord, the word of God, is not that way. The word of our God shall stand forever. You know, down through the years, there have been those who've attempted to destroy the word of God. Many have actually set out to destroy the word of God. Some of them, because of the power of the word of God, came to know Jesus Christ as their Savior as they tried to defy and to deny the scriptures. Down through the years, there have been philosophers who have said, the Bible will never last. Well, they are dead, and the Bible still prevails. It will continue forever. We are living in a day and age when there are a lot of false translations being produced. Translations that take away from the integrity of the text of Scripture. And many people will say, well, I want to read this translation because it's easier to read. Well, we are not striving for a text that's easier to read, ladies and gentlemen. We are striving to understand what the Word of God says. And that takes time. That takes study. That takes effort. But some of these translations today just take away the truth of God. I recently heard of a new translation that's out where it is gender neutral. In other words, it does not talk about a he. It does not talk about she. It's, you know, just talks about it, I guess. But even though there have been those who have tried to do away with the scriptures, those who have tried to deny the scriptures, those who are twisting the scriptures through what I call illegitimate translations, yet I want to remind you that the word of God will last forever. We go back to Psalm 119 and verse 89, where it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Oh, God's word is not going to change because it's settled in heaven. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, we have the word of God that has no contradictions, that has no errors, that does not need to be changed, that does not need to be tweaked. Once it was written to stay, and it will stay forever and ever and ever. Over in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18, it says that not one jot nor one tittle will pass from the law until all be fulfilled. You say, what is a jot or what is a tittle? Those are the two smallest characteristics of the Hebrew alphabet. And the teaching of Christ there in Matthew chapter 5 is the fact that God's word is going to last. That's why we can depend upon it. That's why we need to read it. That's why we need to memorize it. That's why we need to study it. This Bible that I hold in my hand is going to last forever. You will fade away. I will fade away. But the Word of God will stand forever in the face of all those who will want to destroy it, because it comes from the heart of Almighty God. And so you see, God is the God whose word is eternal. Then next, we see that God is the God who is powerful. Look at verses 9 and 10 of Isaiah chapter 40. We've been focusing on verse 9 because, as I've been indicating, this is really the key verse of the chapter where it says, O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. I just want to pause here because we really don't have time to get into the next verse, which is verse 10. But it's very interesting here as we look at this ninth verse of Isaiah chapter 40, because what we are seeing here is the idea that God through Isaiah is speaking to the city of Jerusalem, to Zion. And he is crying to that city. He is challenging that city to do something that is very significant. What is that? It's to cry the good tidings of who God is. In other words, God is calling for Jerusalem to proclaim to the rest of the cities around Jerusalem the greatness of God. Now, if you know anything about Jerusalem, you will know that it's up on a high mountain. If you look to the west, you look to the Mediterranean Sea. If you look to the east, you look to the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, and the Dead Sea. Almost everything else in Israel is lower than the city of Jerusalem. And so God was saying through Isaiah to Jerusalem, you have the heritage of God. Cry out to the whole world how great I am. You know, that has a particular application to you and to me today. We who know Jesus Christ as Savior have the indwelling of the Spirit of God. We live according to the promises of God, and we should share the greatness of God with everybody every day, no matter where we are. We need not be afraid to do it. Let's not be quiet about who God is. Let's herald the gospel of God to the world around us. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow we'll continue our study. I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, keep looking up.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.